Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio.
This is Needle Drop Radio. My name's Jeff, and this is episode number 57. Thanks a lot for tuning in and checking it out. Here we are again for another week, another half an hour of great punk rock from all over the world, and I appreciate everybody's help and support. Now, first things first, I want to mention that it's been about a year exactly. A year ago to the date, almost exactly, I got a message from Podomatic. Now, Podomatic is where I host my show, the podcast. I'm able to get a feed for iTunes and everything up there, blah, blah, blah. I get a message from them last year saying that I've used up all my bandwidth. Congratulations, the show is a hit. And you're out of bandwidth. And I didn't quite understand what was going on. Why did the show blow up the way it did? And I started investigating. And what happened was the week before, I had picked NoFX as the cover song of the week. And Fat Wreck gave it a big thumbs up and put a link on their front page. Now, I checked my stats for needledropradio.com and I got like thousands of hits in a couple of hours. So everyone that saw that clicked the link, tried to hear the show. And a lot of people actually got a kind of default message from Podomatic saying, "We're sorry, the bandwidth is all used up for this show. Please donate to the show." And they were asking people to donate through PayPal and all this and that. And there's no way I would do that. To this day, it's been a year, I still don't ask anybody for money for this. I do everything for free. I want you guys to just be able to enjoy it, get good music for free. And that's what it's all about, having a good time over here, not asking anybody for money. And I totally appreciated Fat for doing that. You know, it totally helped me out. Got a lot more listeners through the show and everything, and it really worked out good. Now, when I was putting together the playlist for this week's episode, it turned out that the cover song of the week I pick this week is a band doing one of my favorite NoFX songs. And I had no idea when I was putting it together, and then I realized that it's been a year since that happened with all that. And it's kind of funny, kind of ironic how it worked out like that. So, nice little tribute. The cover song of the week this week will be a band doing a great NoFX song. So, stick around to find out what that is. And also, this week I got a great mix of old and new. Now, you guys know when I get a chance, I love to play the classic stuff. Well, this week I had a few open spaces, and I was able to fit in some classic punk in those spots. So, I'll be playing something from 1980. Something from 84 and 94, all classic stuff. And on top of that, I got some brand new stuff. Got something from This Is a Standoff and this first one to kick off the show this week. I'm going with a band called Advocate to start us off this week. The band is out of kind of the San Francisco area of California. They've got a 4-song EP coming out on Death to False Hope Records. Now, 3 of the 4 songs I have heard, and they are amazing. A lot of people are gonna love this. For fans of Rise Against, that kind of sound, very, very good. And the band has to be totally stoked right now to have this EP coming out because it's so good, and I can tell they put a lot of work into it. And like I said, a lot of you guys are gonna love this. I know I do. So this is a great way to kick off the show this week. I'm going with the title track off their 4-song EP. Here's Advocate doing The Management.
Let them come from the run, from the naked and from the underneath. Being too afraid to sleep.
guys go ahead. I gotta stay here and guard the parking lot.
I always wondered why nobody did it before me. I mean, all those comic books, movies, TV shows. You'd think the one eccentric loner would have made himself a costume. I mean, is everyday life really so exciting? Are schools and offices so thrilling that I'm the only one who ever fantasized about this? Come on, be honest with yourself. At some point in our lives, we all wanted to be a superhero.
Definite classic right there, the B-side to Holiday in Cambodia. That 7-inch came out in 1980. That was the Dead Kennedys doing Police Truck. And, of course, now you can get that on Give Me Convenience or Give Me Death. And we kicked off the show this week with Advocate doing The Management. Again, that's a title track off their 4-song EP. Go to Death to False Hope to find out more info about that. And we're going to stay with classics right now. Last one was from 1980. We'll jump up 8 years to 1988 to a self-titled EP from a very, very influential band. One of my favorites, a lot of people's favorite band, and just so great all around. Great, consistent records while they were around. Unfortunately, not around anymore, and I'm so bummed that I never got a chance to see them live. I am talking about the band Fugazi. From their 1988 self-titled EP, here they are doing Burning.
We'll be right back. I think we should repeat that again. Feel, 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 feel. Feel my heat.
Feel my heat. Yeah, it's definitely cool.
That was something brand new from This Is a Standoff. That track is called Head in the Sand. And the EP that I pulled that from is called Be Delighted. It'll be out September 1st. Go to thisisastandoff.com for more info. And that band is definitely for fans of Propagandhi and kind of strung out flatliners, maybe kind of sound a little bit. And that band is out of Canada, just like Propagandhi. And a lot of technicality in there, but very good, tight melodies, and really good stuff. Before that, something classic from Fugazi. That was them doing Burning. And originally that did come out in 88 on the self-titled EP. Now, of course, you can get it on 13 songs. Up next, I'm going to something fun, kind of party punk right here. Gruff, beer-drinking party punk. This is from Dawn of the Daves. This is the band Too Many Daves doing When Getting Awesome Goes Wrong.
When you're hanging on the front porch, drinking with your friends, having another one, the fun never ends, and your phone rings again and again and again and again and again and again. When you're hanging in the teeth of going full cities, people walks up and so do the pigs like Saturn's. We
right, something from the East Coast of the U.S. That was Idle Minds doing The Kids. I love how their song structure and the production, too, gives it a really old classic punk feel, kind of like early Bad Religion. And I know that's an influence on that band. And they've opened up for a lot of great bands, actually. And I think they should totally stick with that sound. That production value really gives it that nice old feel. And it's really good. That was Idle Minds. And before that, we had Too Many Daves doing When Getting Awesome Goes Wrong. With that. All right, guys, time to pick the cover song of the week. This week, I'm going with a track that first came out back in 2000. Can't believe it's been that long. Came off an album called Pump Up the Volume, and the band I'm talking about is NOFX. Now, towards the end of the album, there is a beautiful, beautiful song, great lyrics. You know, Fat Mike's lyrics, a lot of the times, are very poignant. And sometimes they're downright sad, heartfelt, just shake your head. You can't believe how good the lyrics are. And I'm talking about a track called Total Bummer. Very realistic, harsh look at the world, and very sobering song. I've always loved it, always loved the words. And I found a great version of it that really slows it down totally and just strips away everything except the melody and the lyrics, and I really, really love it. I think they did a great job with it, and here we go. This is off a release called A Shipwreck in the Sand. This is Silverstein doing Total Bummer.
Lonely. Why does everyone have to be perfect? Go away, sunny day. Go away, sunny day. All the barflies sipping whiskey, fighting ever-present pity, wondering what they keep sucking back for. Is it the trick or trepidation? Watching all trains leave the station, left standing alone without a ticket. You light up my life, you give me hope to carry on. You light up my days, and you light up my life. Stop searching, cause there's no answer. Just a long line of disaster. There's no simple way to stop the sadness. Life's not fair, I'm glad it's not this. Isn't heaven just a lonely planet on the verge of self-destruction?
We'll be right back.
All right, wrapping up the show this week, some fun, classic pop punk off their third album, Beat Off, that came out in 94 on Lookout. That was The Queers doing Voodoo Doll. And before that, we had Silverstein doing Total Bummer as our cover song of the week. And Silverstein also does a cover of Propagandhi's Fuck the Border, which is almost exactly like the original. So it's kind of funny how it worked out like that. Go ahead and YouTube it or look it up on iTunes or whatnot to get more info on that. And that'll do it, guys. We're all wrapped up here. Let's do some thanks. I want to thank Dave from ADD Records. I want to thank Chris from Idle Minds. And big, big thanks goes out to Jonathan from Advocate. Now, Jonathan also works at Amp Magazine, and he's been really helpful. Really great guy, really cool. He's been helping me by streaming Needle Drop Radio on ampmagazine.com. That is a huge honor for me, and really helps out the show in a big, big way. So thanks, Jonathan, for all your help on that. If any bands or labels want to get their music on Needle Drop Radio, by all means, get in touch. NeedleDropRadio@gmail.com. That's what bands and labels do every week. And if it's good, I will not hesitate to play it on the show. And I can usually get you in up until the last minute. I usually have a few slots available, and I can fit something in there. If anybody is looking for more info about the show, old episodes, playlists, links, banners, info, whatever you need, all that is at NeedleDropRadio.com. Thanks a lot, guys, and I will see you next week.